Big town, small town. When I graduated from college, the only cool places to live were New York City or Los Angeles, NYC or LA. The place defined you. You became the person that lived in that place. I chose NYC. Had a tiny midtown apartment on the third floor of a hypnotist's office. Worked in the Pan Am building, where you were assigned morning start times so that there weren't too many people on the escalators. Worked in advertising when it was a creative business and women were allowed to break the glass ceilings. We worked late, hit the clubs, ate Chinese, shopped excessively, and spent every cent we earned. I loved it. I was a New Yorker. It seems different now. You don't have to go to a label place to earn your own label. You can define the place. Two friends just moved to Boise, which is in Idaho. They moved from California. He, a whip-smart business guy, and she, an artist. They work remotely, live on a mountaintop, hike every day, and love it. More people are moving to Boise than practically any city in the United States, most from California. And Boise's not alone. Cleveland, the world-famous Cleveland Clinic is there. Cleveland, where the river burned when I was in college. Seattle, with that entrepreneurial new business cred. Miami, the art. Austin and Nashville, music. Travel and Leisure chose Charleston as the top U.S. city to live in, and Savannah, its sister city, as number four. A young friend from San Francisco just opted for Portland, Maine as her new home base. She works virtually and just liked the vibe. Options. Finding that place that best fits who you are now and might be later. A place that you can help define, where you can make a difference as opposed to the other way around. I like that it's not just New York or LA anymore. Of course, it could be, but you have options. Really cool options.